Hey everyone, it's Caitlin Bristow, host of Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. I wanted to tell you guys about my upcoming live AMA. This always makes me nervous when things are live and people can ask me anything, but let's see how it goes. You can check out my exclusive AMA Ask Me Anything on the Podcast One app. Just download the Podcast One app in the App Store or Google Play Now. And then on October 29th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, grab a glass of wine and ask me anything. What are you waiting for?
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with the News AF crew to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 24th, 2017, here on News AF.
The story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
We are ready to go here once again and very excited to, well, I'm disappointed to no longer be in the presence of this man, the gambler, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Woo, woo! I'm doing great, dude. Still riding that high of winning a ton of cash.
Yeah, how did things go?
I took second in the second biggest tournament out there for $15K.
Oh, nice. That sounds pretty prestigious.
It was pretty good. I should have probably won, but didn't.
I'm sure that's what everybody at second place does, right?
Well, I started with over three times the amount of chips the second place guy had, and he rivered me. He shoved all in. I called. I was ahead till the river. He rivered a jack to make a pair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. It sounds like you lost at the last moment is what you're trying to say. You had everything in your favor, but then, unfortunately, the odds turned against you.
Correct.
Yes.
Something like that.
And let me introduce also the eye in the sky, a man who also gets rivered. And by that, I mean that people talk him into going running along a river until he throws up. Please welcome Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing pretty good. It doesn't sound good when you say someone's getting rivered, like I rivered that guy. I don't know what that is, but it can't be good. Drowned him would probably be the first thing that came to mind, hopefully.
Well.
But drowned him in what?
That we don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. I can say one thing that immediately came to mind.
Nope. Don't say it. Okay. Danny, you should have been out in Reno. You should have been there.
I kind of invited him, but then I only took second at that tournament. I told him if I'd won the tournament, I would pay an entry fee for him.
Mm-hmm. Super nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We still had fun.
Rob, yes. We celebrated your birthday out there.
It was my birthday when we were in Reno, and a very nice birthday breakfast. And thanks again to Jason Somerville for putting on such a great event at Run It Up Reno. And I had the best breakfasts 3 days in a row. It was really fantastic.
What was it? Just out of curiosity.
I was in a diner with my friends and no kids. It was really just really fantastic.
So it wasn't the waffles. It was the company.
Yes. I never had a waffle while I was in Reno. I did have some of Stephen Fishback's pancake one day.
I love pancakes.
Yeah, that he couldn't finish.
Yeah, sounds like Stephen.
Anyway, so and I had a nice dinner with Stephen Fishback the first night, Tyson. It was just me and him. I said, well, this must be what it feels like to be JT. Just I have you all to myself. We have a nice meal. This is fantastic. But
what did he say?
Yeah, he was like, I think he had uncomfortable laughter.
Yeah. That sounds like Steven.
Sounds
too.
About right. And he's like, I think I'm going to go to bed now. That was it.
That also sounds like Steven.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to get into everything here today on News AF. Of course, we get these submissions sent to us every week in our Facebook group, Group AF, where these submissions come pouring in week after week. Some of them I have to delete. Some of them are fake news. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
but
we're not immune to
pay.
Yeah. To the fake news. For what is that? The price you pay to be on Facebook?
To be on Facebook. It's like that's the mandatory tax is having to watch fake news shared by anybody with deep, deep, ignorant deep people. Political views.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I read a story that said that you can buy fake accounts on Facebook, just in case you guys were considering it, for mm-hmm. $1.50.
And what do
so
they do?
They're all set up. They're all set up. You just take control, and then you can do what you want with the account.
Hmm.
So you can share all the fake news you want.
And that's cheap. $1.50 to be somebody else.
Yeah. What do they do? Okay. You can just get them to like stuff, or they can like go off and like.
This is what happens. So.
Or you can join News AF and share spam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here you go. Here you go. So you're like, let's say you're like a deep religious and political zealot,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I definitely want to share my views that I have not filtered through, or you know. If I want to share extreme www.extremewhitechicksonthealtright.org articles, mm-hmm. then you don't want to use your own account for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Well, not just that, but if you want to pass along those stories, like, look what I discovered helps me keep my skin clear. Right.
Yeah.
And then have
David
that
Wolf. You want to share the David Wolf stuff?
Yeah. Or like, look what helped me get out of. You'll never guess what I did to
this one simple trick.
This one simple trick. And then you push that out. And then all it does is lead back to your Goop account.
Mm-hmm.
To Goop.
Yeah. You know what? Why isn't Goop a pyramid scheme?
An MLM? Like,
how do you know? How do you know?
It is a pyramid scheme, and at the very tippy top is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, well, it's just a very stubby pyramid. Like basically one person standing on top
with
other people's hopes and
dreams. People underneath.
Yeah. I saw her magazine, by the way, when I was at the airport.
She's covered in mud, right?
Copies.
Yeah. I was like, this is like 10 years too late. Print media? No, thank you.
Yeah.
She's getting
it's
in.
It's going to catch on, though.
It's too late. Goop. Yeah.
Of course. Like everything else she does, like holistic stones you shove up your anus, it's just a good market to get into magazines. Yeah.
I believe those were vaginal stones, Danny.
Well, I feel like they should come up with, you know, it doesn't matter what the gender is.
I don't believe they have an anal stone at this point.
Well, I'm sure they do. You just aren't looking hard enough.
We haven't covered it on this show.
I'll Google it.
All right. Well, all right. Let me ask you guys about this. When you guys go on a flight, are you more likely to sit in the aisle seat, or are you more likely to sit in the window seat, or are you a real perv that wants to sit in the middle seat?
Window seat every time.
Window seat every time. Tyson, what about you?
Well, firstly, when I first started flying, I was always window seat, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It was because I never had to get up to go to the bathroom. So I knew that I wouldn't have to get up for somebody else either. And I wanted to look out the window. Mm-hmm. But now I've switched to aisle seats. Because you get a little more room because you can like wiggle your arm and your leg and stuff out in the aisle instead of like being confined to that. Like the window seat, like it curves. So you kind of have to like lean in. It's really tight in there for me.
Yeah. You ever get the drink cart in the elbow?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Or on the knee.
Or getting stuff out of the overhead and jamming their junk or butt into your face.
Their butt. Yeah, you constantly get butt-faced.
Butt-faced
sure.
So much.
Yeah.
So much butt-face.
Yeah, and I'll sit there and just like look right at the butt the whole time just so that people who
guessing
are watching me.
Guessing what it looks like without clothing on it.
Exactly. Imagining it without clothing. Yeah, no, that's not what I'm doing. I just like other people to realize that I realize I'm being butt-faced in the moment.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's a new study that was printed in the Telegraph where British psychologists were talking about the personalities of people who prefer a window seat or an aisle seat. What they said was, this is Dr. Becky Spellman. She says that passengers who favor the window seat like to be in control. They take an every man for themselves attitude towards life and are often more easily irritable. They also like to nest and prefer to exist in their own bubble. This sounds like Danny to a T.
That is true.
Exactly. There has not been a single word in there that does not describe Danny perfectly.
But let me say that in terms of being in control, it seems like the guy who sits or girl who sits in the aisle is in control because they're like the gatekeepers of the entire row.
Well, no, that seems like you can deflect as much as you want. But if you were to read that description to me without saying it pertained to anything, I would be like, oh, somebody wrote an article about Danny.
What she says about people on the aisle, the people that prefer the aisle are more likely to be of a reserved nature, less irritable, and more considerate of others.
Correct.
You have to be. With all the butt face and the getting up to let people through to go to the bathroom and handing drinks to the guy at the window, me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it is basically you're another employee of the airline.
Yeah.
Sit in the aisle.
Yeah. So that I think that this brings to light an interesting dichotomy of the aisle seat person, I think, could be one of two people. One, the captain of the aisle. They like the, you know, they are selfless. They will get up for you. They will, they're going to oversee everything going on. You know, they're able to, administer passing along the drinks. But then there's also the person who does not have the self-confidence or does not want to talk to strangers and then ask to, will you get out of the way so I can get up and go to the bathroom?
Could you imagine a window seat guy having to sit in the aisle? Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Or an aisle seat guy having to sit in the window, because a lot of times the aisle seat guys are the guys with like IBS. And they're just like, that's, they strategically place themselves there because they don't want to have to climb over somebody every 5 minutes to.
I would say though, speaking from the guy who sits near the window almost every flight, it really does. Have you guys ever tried to exit a row and someone, instead of getting up and moving out, they just stay seated?
Yeah, they try to scooch in a little bit. They're like, here, you can probably get around my fat knees.
You're right. Like, you're like,
well, why are you accumulating fat on your knees?
Yeah, why am I giving you a lap dance?
That's what they want.
Yeah. They do want.
They're
that.
Asking
that
for it.
Comment about the perverts might be true, Tyson. The middle guy.
Yeah, because the middle guy's like, well, I would get up if I could, but aisle guy is right here, so I guess I got to stay here for the show. Guess I'll just park right here.
I scooched my knees in just a hair to let you know I'm not getting up.
The worst is when you have to scooch around someone, you have to decide which part of your anatomy to jam in their face.
Do you put your dong in their face or is it butt all the way?
It's a butt face. It always depends. I usually look at the person and then I make the decision.
I think I can get further away from them by putting my butt towards them. So I always choose that.
Well, I depend if they're nice.
Because you can really skirt the front of the chair, the front of the back chairs.
Yeah, but if you think about it, the dong in the face, it's easier to keep it further away because the butt protrudes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know, like, Tyson, you probably protrude a lot out your front end, but not nearly as much.
Well, it depends if the seats are reclined or not.
Yeah, if the seats are reclined, you've got to go butt facing their face all the time.
Right.
There's no time where your crotch isn't going to get closer to them.
Can you imagine going around a guy and not giving him the butt face, but giving him the junk face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
we should, like, they deserve it.
Holding on to the back of the seat as you like this, you know, with your chest out, just trying to get by. I just can't even imagine that. That would be great to see Tyson do that.
I like Dan, our listener's comment here. I'm all about the middle seat for conversation control and having pairs owe me for switching.
Right. In the video stream of this conversation, Tyson is the guy in the middle seat.
Oh, no.
That kind of makes sense. Tyson is a good middle seat guy.
I did have to fly middle seat on my way home from Reno because I changed last minute and it was the last seat on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. According to the study also, they say that the people who prefer the window seats, they're just not afraid of disturbing people so they can get up and go to the restroom, while aisle seat people don't want to bother the other passengers on the plane with their movements.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
true.
I'm not sure if that refers to bowel or as in like moving around on the plane.
Yeah, I don't care about that either way, but I think there are people that do. I know that one of the reasons I used to select window seats was because I knew I didn't get up very much to use the restroom.
Iron bladder.
Right.
But now I usually will choose an aisle seat.
Why?
He's matured.
It's just more room. It's more room. I'm claustrophobic in that window side over there.
Yeah. If I'm on the red eye, I will take the window seat because I just want to sort of like get settled in there. And right. then that wall is like extra support. And then if I fly during the day, I'll take an aisle seat. But I am incensed if I'm sleeping and somebody wakes me up to have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you get
so let
real
me ask
mad.
You guys.
So really would you rather have them climb over your sleeping body and give you like the
no, I would rather have them have the decency to respect my look. This guy looks like he probably never gets to sleep. If he's asleep on a plane, how long is he going to be out for? 20 minutes?
Yeah. Well, so they so you know. Prefer a crotch face to being woken up.
Yes. Always.
I feel like you'd wake up. You're going to wake up during the crotch face, and then it's like, you know, you accidentally swallow and then everything is downhill from
look,
there.
But I'm just saying that I'm not going to be out the whole flight. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, fall asleep at takeoff and then wake up 5 hours later in New York. Oh, like, oh, I can't believe we're there already.
That used to be me. That used to be me.
Yeah.
I used to fly. I used to get on the plane. And then I'd wake up as the ding sign to unbuckle your seatbelts on landing would ding. And I'd be like, oh, when are we going to take off? And I'd be like, we're already here. That 5 hour flight is done. But I don't do that anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm more restless on a plane than I used to be.
Too restless.
Yeah.
Used to not have a care in the world.
I used to not have a care in the world. I used to sleep in cars too. And then I was like, everybody's such a bad driver. I can't afford to sleep in a car.
I can't sleep in my own bed. It only gets worse from there. By the time I'm in a plane, it's like, what's the point, dude? I am so upset and uncomfortable, and it smells bad. And that person at the on the aisle seat is such a good person. I'm just irritated by how much they kind of contrast me. And it's just like, no, I can't sleep.
Yeah. What about in a musky van full of guys?
wait, in what situation? Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, if you're talking about recently, my van life where I've been sleeping in minivans, minivans are quite comfortable. And so compared to like a tent or just sleeping out in the wilderness without any cover, a van is great, musky or not.
So you could sleep better in a minivan than a plane.
Yes, but totally.
Danny, if you're sleeping in a minivan, it's musky. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why are you pulling the musky tag away from that? It's like, no, if you're an adult man sleeping in the back of a minivan, it is definitely musky.
Well, no, because you roll down the windows and open up the sunroof if you have
doesn't
one.
Doesn't work all the way.
Yeah. It doesn't work all the way, but it does get rid of a lot of that musk.
Danny, would you rather sleep in a minivan or on an outdoor sex couch?
Minivan. Okay. That, who knows who's going to be prowling around that outdoor sex couch?
You get a crotch face there, too.
Yeah, the crotch face is definitely going to happen in the outside sex couch. Yeah.
Tyson, do you prefer the middle seat on the outdoor sex couch as well?
Yeah, I prefer the middle seat everywhere we go.
Yeah, you're getting the butt face and the crotch face.
Yeah, that's what's expected part of the appeal. Outdoor sex couch.
All right. This is a story about a person who bought bought something on Amazon.com and got more than they bargained for. Tell me if you think this person has a gripe or not. They ordered 27-gallon storage totes on Amazon, but when the packages arrived, they were heavier than expected. When they opened them up, they found 65 pounds of marijuana stashed away in their 27-gallon storage tote. And these Amazon customers were very upset about this, Danny.
Yeah, they sent it back. They got a $150 gift card, but what they wanted was an apology. I don't know why. Why do people always want apologies? Can't we just move on without apologies? Does this really need an apology?
Isn't money better than an apology?
Yeah, in every case, money trumps apologies.
Yeah.
I don't also think that's necessarily true, but I think money helps even with the toughest apologies.
Now, do you think they wanted an apology or they wanted more money, Tyson?
Well, if they wanted more money, they should have just sold that stuff.
Yeah. Well, according to the story, that this couple, they were concerned that the drug dealers whose marijuana this belonged to, presumably, were going to come looking for their marijuana. marijuana. They felt like they had like stumbled into some like Breaking Bad type stuff.
Or No Country for Old Men. We've all seen that movie and how it ends.
I actually saw one of the comments on our Facebook page under this story was, I've seen enough movies to know that a guy's coming to kill them now.
And actually, when I saw this story, that I thought something similar, because I'm sure we've all discussed this with somebody. What would you do if you found $1 million in the desert? And the worst thing you could do in all of these situations is keep it, right? It's just, you can't keep stuff like this. First of all, these people who are asking for an apology and an explanation, they sound like the kind of people who wouldn't know how to move 65 pounds of weed.
I think you figure it out when you have 65 pounds of weed falling.
You go down to the high school and you talk to somebody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you think that this is actually, the story didn't happen and this is just viral marketing from Amazon, Tyson, that this is a way that they're trying to boost people? Hey, maybe if I order something from Amazon.
This is actually a thing that crossed my mind. I was like, these guys are drug dealers. They know the cops are onto them. So they're just like trying to get rid of their product immediately and make an excuse for it. And they're like, well, $150 is better than nothing.
They're stuck with all of this marijuana. They're like, hey, it came in the Amazon container.
Kind of, exactly. Tyson, kind of like what Tyson, didn't you do this when you got sent a whole box of anal rocks?
Like, yeah. I didn't order these.
I ordered a cardboard box. I don't know what all these rocks are about, Rachel.
Why did Gwyneth Paltrow send me this?
I simply ordered a box with the logos on the box, thinking it was a funny box. I didn't know there was product inside of it.
It's happening to people all over the place, it sounds like.
Okay.
It really does. Do you think these people were accidentally on the dark Amazon.com?
Oh, is that what they did?
The Amazon on the dark web.
Yeah. They probably had two browsers open and they had the dark web on one of them and they were like, Amazon. And there probably is a dark web Amazon.
Yeah. And then do you think it was one of those things where if you order, like, sometimes this will happen, like I'll order something from Amazon and then my wife will order something from Amazon and then it comes in the same box. Is that what happened? They ordered something.
So you think the wife was like, the husband was like, oh, I'll get these Tupperwares. And then the wife was on dark Amazon and was like,
ordering a hit on the husband.
Right.
Yeah. Or ordering a hit on the husband and also decided that after that happened, she needs something to mellow her out so she can answer all the police's questions.
So she put it in the cart and then went to go take a leak. And he sat down and was like, oh, yeah, we do need storage containers. And then he hit check out.
Yeah.
Well, why did I just buy this in Bitcoin?
The 27-gallon storage bins are available on as an Amazon warehouse deal, and reports are that sales are skyrocketing, sky high sales.
Okay, this raises another point. Do you think that the people selling the storage containers did this?
Yeah. Oh, this was to boost the sales of the storage containers.
Yeah, not Amazon, but the container manufacturer did this.
Yeah.
Move inventory.
Yeah. Ironically, they were ordering the storage containers to make meth. This was an added incentive.
Dissolve bodies.
Dissolve bodies. You got to make sure you get the plastic ones. Those are the perfect ones to get.
Not that much.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. If you try to do it in a bathtub, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's not great. That's not great. All right. So this is a story that caught my eye over the weekend, that Mashable had a whole report about how on YouTube, and I know that my kids can't get enough of watching the YouTube videos on the iPad. They go from one right into the next. That Tyson, do you guys let Bergen play with the iPad yet or no?
A little bit. Yeah, she can control YouTube Kids and stuff. But Danny, I think, it warned me about this.
Yeah, I brought this up a couple months ago.
Yeah. On the show?
Yeah.
No, I
mentioned it. I mentioned it briefly. I talked to you about it at your house, but I talked about Peppa the Pig.
So Mashable had a big report on this over the weekend about how that there are very violent videos that are popping up on YouTube and on YouTube Kids that are disguised as like the normal videos that your kids would watch, but they end up taking like a terrible, nightmarish turn as beloved children's cartoon characters break out automatic weapons and start firing during the like in between, like breaking out into song and doing things like daddy finger, where are you? Then cut to Elsa and Spider-Man with an Uzi just firing away.
My boys, I can't tell them about this because they'll definitely search for
it. They'll look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And there's no real good reason why this is out there. I mean, you wouldn't think that. I mean, that these videos on YouTube, they do well. Kids like go through them and they watch and they can't stop watching them. But there's no real good reason. This is like the putting needles into Halloween candy of the internet.
I think that's a good comparison. It's like the O. Henry bar with the razor blade.
Yeah.
Well, I think as a high school kid or maybe even a college kid or someone without children, this would be a little more prankable than putting a razor blade in somebody's candy.
Well, I agree. I was being a little dramatic, but my kids don't – Beck, my oldest, is only 8, and he's not allowed to see this kind of violence until he's at least 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and then by the time he's playing video games at the age of 12 and he's like – killing pimps and stealing cars and whatever on Grand Theft Auto, then it's like he's seen the world.
Yeah, that is true. The day your boy becomes a man.
Yeah,
is when he plays Grand Theft Auto for the first time. Is
when he has to rejuvenate by laying down with a hooker in the alleyway of, in a car on Grand Theft Auto 8.
Yep. All grown up.
Yeah, and nobody really knows where these are coming from, these videos where they're sort of marketed as like the same exact things that like little kids would watch on YouTube, that they're very easy to make these videos and they do generate a lot of income. You know, Nicole and I have talked for a long time about Ryan's Toy Review, how that's the most popular channel on YouTube. So it's big business to make all of these videos for kids, but these cartoon videos, sort of, they could just make them with a computer and then make them do whatever they want.
I'm going to say Russia.
Russia. The article says India is actually the place where a lot of these are happening, and they're sort of like SEO optimized to show up in a lot of the search results.
So they're just like, so the people you're outsourcing to do your animations on the side are now also making these for millions and millions. Dollars.
It's like the Chinese with handbags, right? You give them the abilities to make those very nice handbags, coach bags, whatever, and then they just make the knockoff. Why not? In India, where we outsource all our cartoons, make their own. I will say this, though. My little girl, she's 2, and she uses kids YouTube, and I was watching her the other day, and she tries to use the speech function because her brothers do.
Yes.
So she taps the microphone, and then she says whatever. I mean, she's got limited speech. And just random videos show up because she can't pronounce anything clearly. And so I do sit there and sometimes worry that if she was on the real YouTube, like she would probably see a ton of beheadings and other horrible things because of that speech feature. But, you know, I used to think that at least YouTube Kids was safe. She couldn't be sent to anything that was too gnarly.
No, it's that I think because it's like curated to some degree, but that they have to flag a video to have it not show up on YouTube Kids. I think that the default, like they should make YouTube Kids that they have to opt in videos as opposed to that it's like the regular YouTube. And then if something is flagged, it doesn't show up in YouTube Kids.
Can we go back to talking about the song Daddy Finger?
You like Daddy Finger or no?
Where the hell did that song come from?
I've never heard of it until I started showing videos to Bergen on YouTube. Like, I never even knew that that was a song. And now it's like on every song app.
I asked my wife, where did that song come from? Because it must have come from aliens who are somehow using it to control our children. She claims that she heard it when she was young, but I have no recollection until
YouTube in 1994 when your wife was 3 years old.
Well, it's a nursery rhyme. So it doesn't necessarily have to be on YouTube. I mean, all those things like the spider up the drain or whatever, and all those other stupid songs. Those were stupid nursery rhymes before.
I remember those.
Yeah, but Daddy, that's what I'm saying. She remembers people singing Daddy Finger.
I don't think I ever heard that song before I had kids.
I never heard it either.
I never did either.
I think it's a conspiracy. I think
this could be like, is Liz experiencing a Mandela effect, Danny?
Or like the Manchurian? Do you mean the man, like the Manchurian Candidate? Is that what they use?
No,
there?
I'm talking about like Sinbad was in a genie movie.
Oh, could be. I've never heard it, and I find the song very disturbing. I make up.
I did too. Where did it come from? What's it about? What is the premise for it? What are we supposed to learn from it? Why all of it? None of it makes sense. Like
the spider
going up the water spout is just a story about a spider trying to get up that thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing about Daddy Finger is that whenever my kids watch a video on YouTube Kids about Daddy Finger, it's being sung by some child in like Bosnia or something. I don't even know where. It's always a foreign person singing the song with their accent very strong.
And not just that, it's always a person that, you know, or a computer voice. English is a second language. And then there are always like some sort of like wacky animation going on and some sort of pirated characters. And so, yeah, I guess we're sort of like one step away from this, you know, violent hellscape that ends up being these videos in the first place.
Is it really that much worse?
Right.
Who knows one what it's away. Teaching our kids?
Yeah.
I don't
know
what the purpose of that song is. I really do think that it's some kind of conspiracy, brainwashing, contrail type of a deal. Something's
Daddy
going on.
Daddy Finger, where are you? Here I am. How do you do?
Like the Kremlin is orchestrating this huge takeover, and when the kids all become of age, they're just going to play that song, and all those children that grew up on that song are going to rise up and overthrow. Right.
And all the Facebook bots are going to be, I love that
you
song.
Were gonna say they're going to rise up and vote for Donald Trump Jr. as the next.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just find it weird. I don't know where that song came from. Someone should make a documentary about they'll probably follow it all the way back in, you know, to biblical times. It was some kind of cantation or something weird. I have no idea. It's such a bizarre song and it came out of nowhere.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to lay it down here. I hate that song.
I think every adult hates that song.
Well, they can copy me if they want, but I said it first.
All right, before we get to the next story, let me just take a moment and thank a sponsor, our friends over at TrueCar. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. A lot of times that's not the case. People configure cars online only to find out that those cars are unavailable. With TrueCar, you get real pricing on the actual inventory, not just pricing offered by TrueCar, pricing from an actual dealer, not just any dealer, a TrueCar certified dealer, a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. Danny, say that you need a new minivan so you can get a good night's sleep, TrueCar is the way to go. With TrueCar, you can easily find the car that you want. Next, TrueCar is going to show you what other people in your area paid for the car that you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers are nationwide. You can work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer contact, and best of all, TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP, so when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. All right. Here's a guy who knows what's up. There was an Oklahoma motorist. He's not listening to Daddy Finger. He's got his own finger situation going on. He was arrested by police for speeding. When the police got to his car, they found the man was completely covered in Vaseline and wearing only a thong bikini.
Makes perfect sense.
According to a story from The Smoking Gun, he also had a pornographic magazine atop his passenger seat of his car.
Also makes sense.
A print, huh? He probably was like, oh, there's no Gwyneth Paltrow magazine sold out. I guess I'll just get this pornography magazine.
This is smart because if you're going to drive around and you're going to be reckless, cover yourself in Vaseline to ease the exiting of your vehicle when you do eventually crash it.
Now, this is the part of the story that is, most interesting to me. So the police, got him out of the car, and he had this empty jar of Vaseline covered head to toe in Vaseline. And the police suspected that he was committing autoerotic activities. And I don't know if that means that he was
in an automobile, hence the name auto.
Or does that imply could he be by himself on an outdoor sex couch committing autoerotic activities?
This is a middle seat guy.
This is clearly a middle seat guy.
Totally. Like, smells your hair when you fall asleep, Rob.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you wake up, he's like, you looked so peaceful.
You look very peaceful.
I took some pictures of you. Would you like to see how peaceful you are? When you sleep?
I drew you while you were sleeping. You were so peaceful.
There was also an incident with the officer where he had to hand over his driver's license, which also then was covered in Vaseline. He had a rag with him that he offered to the police officer to clean the driver's license. The police officer declined the offer.
Very nice. I wouldn't want that rag either. No. Because when you pick it up and it has the consistency of cardboard.
No.
I mean, you know.
No. So the man is also has a extensive criminal history that he has spent most of the last 27 years in state prison.
Yep.
He's trying to get back into prison, and he's just like, I got to get it back into prison, but I don't want it to be so.
I think he doesn't know how to behave outside of prison. I think that's more of the issue.
Yeah, that's probably normal prison behavior to cover yourself.
So what do young kids do when they drive nowadays? Because I'm going to try and fit in.
They get greased up, get in the car.
They didn't have Vaseline in the big house. That's right. A luxury item.
Right. They didn't have the internet 27 years ago. So this is just like back in the old days. Get the pornographic magazine and the Vaseline and let me go for a joyride.
Well, the minute he got out of prison, the first thing he did was go home, get his car from his mom's house, go get that box of pornos he's kept up in the attic.
Thing to thinking about.
For a drive.
Right. Yeah. Right. He couldn't wait to get there. I think that was the problem.
Yeah. And then he just like, I'm very dry. It's very dry out here. I need to moisturize. And then he just found that jar of Vaseline. Well, and he was wearing the thong bikini underwear because he had no other underwear. He's been in prison. He hasn't had.
Maybe he went to a tanning salon or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, you put Vaseline on after a tanning salon?
Yeah, you don't want to dry up. You want to keep that tan.
Get dried up, dude. That's exactly what he was doing. I think we pieced this whole thing together.
We figured it all out. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, here's another story about a person getting ticketed in a car, this time in Montreal. A man in Montreal ended up getting a $149 ticket. I presume that's Canadian for singing.
$3 US dollars.
For singing the 1990s dance hit Everybody Dance Now very loudly inside of his car.
He should check that ticket again to make sure it's actually not a check.
Was that the royalties to CNC Music Factory?
Yeah. The police just paid him, maybe. Yeah. They're like, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Thank you.
That he was singing in his car with the windows mostly rolled up of his car. And then it was thought to be too loud. And within 1 or 2 seconds, he says he heard the sirens.
Whoop, whoop. That doesn't seem right. Now, Tyson
Everybody and I dance now.
Tyson and I know someone. This guy told a story that may or may not be true. Where he says that he was singing and he loved kind of like heavier metal, and he was screaming so hard that he passed out in his car. Like, again, that could be news AF, but as someone who does scream or used to scream in a band, I can say that I could see that being a possibility. And so he passed out and drove off the side of the road. Didn't hit anyone. I don't think anything happened. I think he may have scuffed up his car a little bit.
He bumped his head on the windshield.
That's right. Yeah. So
then he drove home, went to bed, and then the police were there the next day, like, sir. And he, like, I guess he had a concussion a little bit and stuff, but he screamed so loud, rocking out, that he passed out.
And this guy had no reason. This is the one reason I believe it. Tyson, I can vouch that this guy really isn't the kind of person who would lie about something like that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I kind of do believe that he was singing. So can you imagine how loud that must have been compared to this guy? I mean, that's at least a $300 ticket if you scream so loud that you pass out.
Now, is it possible that this is how Vaseline guy got in trouble also? Was he also singing CNC Music Factory? Because I believe that their last hit was from 27 years ago.
That would make sense, yeah.
So you think Vaseline guy was in the band CNC? I mean, there were only like 85 members of the group. So... chances are he probably was in there somewhere.
Were there that many people? I remember they had like black and white videos.
Yeah. Probably our listener, John Tinkham, could tell us more.
Yeah, first CD he ever owned. Now, Danny, would the Vaseline help with the headbanging in the car?
Maybe it would have reduced the amount of injury to his head if he had been all greased up. Would have slid. Yeah, nice.
Or the bleeding. It would have slowed the bleeding.
Yeah.
Like a boxer.
Have to get through the Vaseline.
Yeah. Kelly brings up things that make you go, yeah, that was another song. They tackled the prospects of infidelity in that song. It might be time for a remake of that song. I feel like there's a lot of things of like, hey, checked my fiance's text messages. Who's this guy that's saying you up? Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
I just got in my boyfriend's car. Why is it covered in Vaseline? Things that make you go,
Those were those hits that I used to listen to on the school bus in junior high. I remember those songs specifically as you're driving to the junior high on the school bus and everybody thinking, that's my favorite song.
Why did my husband just book a middle seat on this flight? Things that make you go, Why does he have all these pictures of sleeping passengers?
Drawn in his journal.
No, you know there's a guy out there who takes pictures of sleeping passengers.
I'm going to be the guy that takes pictures of sleeping passengers from here on out.
Please don't.
Get me one of those Facebook pages that's only $1.50. And then I'll start posting pictures of sleeping passengers.
Hey, why does my husband's internet history go to goop.com? And why is he watching Finger Family on YouTube? Things
Non-stop.
That make you go,
Non-stop. Actually, I wonder if Vaseline Man and all these people that are in this news, especially the basalt people, I wonder if there's a connection to the finger song.
Yeah, I was just watching YouTube for Kids, officer.
Then I woke up on bath salts. Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if that isn't the source of every crime is the finger song.
Could be. Do you want to hear some of the things that make you go, There's a guy with bouncing on a ball.
CNC Music Factory.
Sounds no, we don't. Weird. Yeah. Long intro, long musical interlude to that. What happened to Tyson? Did he go? Did he go leave to do Finger Family
or clean off the Vaseline from his lower body?
He has not dropped his connection. He has left. He has physically left the room.
Did you offend him somehow?
Things that make you go.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in this band.
You know, Tyson going to the just disappearing makes me go.
Yeah. CNC Music Factory looks like it might have been a literal factory, Danny, that there looks like that there was like a, some sort of like a sweatshop operation of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Before there were a lot of rules and regulations on how music could be produced. These guys definitely.
Nobody's leaving until we get a hit tonight.
Grandfathered in.
All right. And then one other story to discuss here. So a sex robot inventor, Sergey Santos, things have progressed with him and his sex robot girlfriend that he believes that he's so taken with her that he is contemplating taking the next step in their relationship, and him and the sex robot may be having children soon.
Has he gone to see Blade Runner? Because that is the whole premise of the most recent Blade Runner.
What, that people are having, I don't want to spoil it, but people are having children with sex robots?
With robots. And the whole point of the movie is trying to find the baby that was made between a man and a robot.
And could they find it?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Did they ever find it?
I can't say, but this guy's probably hoping that becomes reality. Because right now, I mean, he looks like he's not going to be able, he won't be making babies with humans.
So this is what Sergey says, that with the brain I've already created, I would program it with a genome so he or she could have moral values plus concepts of beauty, justice, and the values that humans have. Then to create the robot, it would be very simple. He would 3D print the baby, Tyson.
Yeah.
He says, I don't see any complications.
No.
No complications whatsoever.
Right. Here's what we need to worry about. Okay. Robot baby gets a hold of YouTube for kids, starts watching violent finger family videos. That's it for humanity.
But here's the thing, though. Why would they have to watch YouTube videos? They're probably already
connected to YouTube for kids.
Just like they're watching that all night while they're in their sleep mode.
Daddy finger, where are you?
Your robot baby comes
here. I am here.
Remember on Small Wonder when we all thought that having a robot was going to be the greatest thing of all time, and now...
No. Well, remember when we thought that there was going to be some benefit to having a sex robot? Now you have 3D... It's 3D printed kids around.
You know who this guy reminds me of? He reminds me of 10-year-old me when I hooked up a bunch of wires to an empty gumball machine thinking that I could somehow make one of those things where electricity went to your fingers, and then I plugged it in and set the wall on fire. Because he's got this like optimism that really only exists in children. Mm-hmm. He says, using the brain I have already created, I would program it with a genome so he or she could have moral values. What is he talking about? There's so much here that he doesn't understand. He's honestly like 10-year-old me thinking that I could just create things because I have a general idea of what I think will happen when I plug a bunch of shiz together.
Yeah.
This guy, how old is he?
Or like The Simpsons where... they're at Itchy and Scratchy Land and the robots go berserko and some security guard breaks open a robot and there's all the wires and stuff, and Marge goes, see Homer, see all that stuff inside, that's why your robot didn't work, and it shows Homer's robot and it's just a garbage can with a face drawn onto it and some hands glued on the side.
That is perfect. That's exactly who this guy is. He is Homer Simpson making a robot.
Remember when The Simpsons was funny?
But this is his garbage. His garbage can has big boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I do feel like that there is a little bit of like natural selection in that, you know, that he's married this robot. And for one reason,
no, he's not married to that robot. He's married to a real life human, too.
Oh, is he? Is that true? Is that right?
Yes. He has a real wife that's with this.
Well, she's probably like, but this is really a lot of otherwise I'd be having to deal with this.
Yeah, well, the wife even helps him with the development of his robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Samantha is the name of the robot. She's 100 pounds and boasts 8 different programs and the ability to make quote unquote realistic orgasm sounds.
Jeez, I'm so happy that Rachel probably doesn't have the know-how to make a husband robot, sex robot, because then I could see what her ideal man really looks like. And I'd be like, oh, I'm don't.
And then have 3D printed kids with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Could you imagine seeing that kid come into existence over a period of a couple of weeks, just watching that 3D printer every day?
Yeah. Well, does the robot kid grow? Like, do you add to it every day?
Yeah, you have to, not. Yeah, not, I think every day. Yeah, when it goes to sleep, you have to jam it back in the 3D printer to add a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's see. So then when it goes into its awkward phase, it just like stretches. Well,
and the danger here is that you may have just programmed your 3D printer to make you a hamburger, but then you put the baby in there and it starts to make a hamburger where the baby's arm should be. I mean, there's just, you have to be very, very careful with 3D yeah. printing babies.
You can't just be printing hamburgers willy nilly when you have a child.
Yeah.
Printing.
Now, or like you can't 3D print like a plastic shovel to use in the garden, although that could be shovel cool. So now you're giving the baby a shovel hand. Very effective.
Okay. So when Sergey, his wife, and Samantha, the sex robot, travel, who's in the window, who's in the aisle, and who's in the middle?
Sergey's in the window.
Sergey's in the middle.
No, he's controlling. He's a bit of a loner. He spends all his time at his workshop with Samantha.
That's true.
Yeah, but Samantha's on the window and his wife is on the aisle.
His wife is definitely on the aisle. Yeah. We all agree. She's very forgiving, patient.
Yes, she's the captain. Yeah. Probably.
Now, and also because Samantha probably doesn't have to get up to use the restroom. She just has to get out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. True. Samantha on the aisle, on the window makes the most sense, I think.
Yeah, because Sergey he's still trying to maintain a relationship with a real human at this point in time.
Although, is she like carry him, on?
That is a good question. I think you should have to buy a ticket.
I think she's a service animal.
Do you check her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's servicing her all the time.
Yeah, this is my service animal. And they're just like, by law, they have to be like, oh, okay. Then just make it inconvenient for everybody.
By the way, I would much rather...
as long as you make it inconvenient for everybody else around you, this is fine.
I would much rather a guy bring on a sex robot as a service animal than a huge German shepherd.
Well, people need those, Danny.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Santos needs his robot.
It's a service robot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a service robot.
All right.
Yeah, there was a German shepherd on my last flight home from Reno.
Me too.
And he was sitting under the dude's legs, overlapping onto the other people's feet. And I was like, well, how is that okay? I can't.
That is not okay.
No, they're always a big hit, I feel like. They seem very well behaved.
It doesn't matter if they're well behaved.
But it's taking up my space.
They take up too much space. I don't have the problem with the behavior. I have the problem with them flowing over into other people's paid space.
Yeah. And everybody just saying it's okay because it's somebody's dog. But if I were to stick my leg on somebody's space,
I'm happy that they're there. I feel like that if there's a hijacker, I feel like that the dog is going to be like on the money.
You'll be able to pet a dog before everything goes down. Oh, at least I get to pet this.
No, I feel like the dog is going to be like for the guy's jugular.
No,
the dog doesn't work for the FBI. That's a service animal. I would much rather have Samantha offer her up to the hijackers. Goodness. And while the hijackers distract
her up, she's probably programmed with YouTube kid videos and just like chop dead.
Exactly. Wow. Which, by the way, I read an article today and they were selling x-rays of Elvis's hand when he tried to karate chop something and broke it.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you know what, I would love to see video of Elvis Presley trying to karate chop something so hard that he breaks his hand. And that brings me back to Tyson's robot karate chopping. I think that karate chopping is kind of oversold. I don't think it's as easy as we all think.
Yeah. Oh, you think that a robot with a metal hand couldn't
karate chop? No, I think finally the karate chop has found its home with robots. But I think humans should avoid trying to use the karate chop.
And also, humans need to worry about their sex robots getting hacked by the same people that are making those YouTube kids videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. That could be a signal to sex robots everywhere.
Right.
Like daddy finger.
Careful on the dark net when you're purchasing your weed.
Who knows what kind of programs you're down, viruses you're giving your sex robot.
Dude, I just thought of this. This is how the scenario went down with the weed. So the husband's like, honey, check this out. What is this? And she's like, oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. What is that? I don't even know what that could be. And then she's sneaking it off the side.
She ordered it?
She ordered it, and then she pretended like it, and then she had to go through with returning it back to Amazon begrudgingly because her husband was unaware.
And didn't jump onto the whole idea of smoking it. Damn it, I got to send this back.
All right. Yeah. Danny, you have any stories in the bolt hole?
So
let's get in there.
I did have one. Oh yeah, it's right here. So Tyson, I think that Tyson always talks. He's our religion correspondent.
Correct.
And he will tell us.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it.
It takes like a minute to move.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
I'd be offended if we didn't use it because I made it.
You know, I'm going to get PTSD and need a service dog every time you're blowing that song up in my face when I'm trying to.
I'm going to get a service dog and a service sex doll so that I can inconvenience more people around me in tight spaces. Well,
and you can have the dog pull a cart that the robot's on.
Yeah.
So he really is actually doing something.
Could the robot sing CNC Music Factory?
The robot should sing CNC Music Factory.
Okay, are you going to play that song again? That great, beautiful song?
What? Things that make you go,
No. You know what song I'm talking about.
No.
Am I safe to plummet headfirst into the bolt hole?
Things that make you go, bolt hole.
Oh, I'll have to remake another song.
I kind of like that CNC song as the bolt hole song.
You like it better than Welcome to My Bolt Hole?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of energy. I think it's time. It just makes me feel like things are about to get exciting.
Yeah.
I'll look and see what other songs I can remake.
Things that make you go, featuring Freedom Williams.
Desires.
Yeah.
Okay, can I talk now?
Yes.
Are we done?
Sure.
Okay, Tyson likes to talk about Christianity. We all know that. He loves it. And if you've noticed, a lot of the churches around the U.S. have been getting shuttered up as people move on from Christianity and congregations shrink. But that doesn't mean that, you know, people, especially the young, don't believe in nothing. They're not nihilistic. They actually do believe in something. Can you guys guess what that is?
The force.
Magic.
Tyson is pretty close. So while they aren't religious, half of the young adults in the U.S. believe that astrology is science. And that's compared to less than 8% of Chinese people. And I don't know why they use the Chinese in this study, but Chinese people who believe
Chinese people science. Probably invented astrology. And now they're the ones that are like, it's not science at all. We made that up.
Mm-hmm. So the psychic service industry, which is astrology, aura reading. How do you say that?
Aura
reading, mediumship, tarot card reading, palmistry, and other metaphysical services has grown. And the reason is that millennials, while not believing in religion and mocking it, do believe in these types of sciences. Well, they're calling them sciences. So not all is lost, guys. You might, some of the older people, the kind of people who yell at kids to get off their lawn and they complain about, you know, the lack of God in modern day society. They're just not looking in the right places. They need to be looking up at the stars and then they'll be able to reconnect with the millennials. Because that's what they're doing. And I'm wondering if Tyson, maybe you might be willing to make the switch to astrology from Christianity to astrology. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty easy for me to do.
There's fun services like horoscopes.
You already like the eclipse.
Yeah, you like the eclipse. You get horoscopes, which are highly entertaining. Mm-hmm. You can pick up a tarot reading. I know you order from Goop, so a lot of these things kind of apply to Goop.
Yeah.
Spell casting.
Yes. Yeah.
Meditation, trance, herbalism.
I'm going to give you a reading right now.
Okay.
You will feel.
Do you need to see my palm?
Yeah, there we go. You will feel
daddy finger, daddy
intense
finger.
Pain sometime within the next 8 months.
Dude, come on. I don't want to hear that.
Well, it's true.
The other day I hit my head super hard and I thought, I haven't felt real pain in a long time.
Were you headbanging in a car?
No, I wasn't. But whenever you hit your head,
was it the microwave door open ajar?
No. It's just whenever it was a car, it was getting into a car. You know when you wear a hat, sometimes you can't see the level of the car. Yeah. The rim blocks it. I smashed it so hard trying to get out of the window to yell something at someone.
Thought, who are you going to yell at?
Felt real pain. It was up where I work. It was horrible. So Tyson, thanks a lot for that reading. But just an idea. I know you're getting a lot of goop sent to your house, a lot of rocks. And so I know that you're
a lot
also
of darknet kind of Amazon deliveries.
So I just think astrology might be something you can look into since you're already, you've got one foot in.
Well, it is science.
Well, yeah, just as much as goop is. So anyway, there you go. Okay. That was one for Tyson, straight from the bolt hole.
There you go. Well done. All right. Tyson, do we have any reviews this week? I know we were in a review slump.
Yeah, we were in a review slump last time.
Newsaf.news to leave us a review in the iTunes store. Always appreciated from our listeners who go on to iTunes and not only leave us a honest review, also subscribe there as well to the News AF podcast feed.
Yeah, and also listen to us at there too.
Do you think we get Samantha to subscribe? I wonder at what point we can get these robots, these 3D.
Well, can we get the? Can we buy these Facebook people for $1 a person and get them to leave us some reviews?
Well, why not? They're already spamming us. Mm-hmm. Might as well use them for some.
We got 4 new reviews.
Okay.
How many should we do this time?
Two at the most.
Yeah, save some for next week just in case.
The reviews.
Okay. Here we go. I'll read these bottom two. That way the other ones sit at the top still.
Oh, okay.
Enjoyable commentary of events. 5 stars by DF316. That sounds like a sex robot.
Yeah.
This podcast is well worth the time to listen. It's a lighthearted and funny discussion of absurdities in the world. Too often things are so serious. Rob, Danny, and Tyson challenge us to smile.
Yes.
We sure do.
Challenge accepted.
That's a pretty good review from a sex robot.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good. Like it was worded properly. The Turing test. Yeah, it did. Human. 5 annoying movers. 5 stars. I've been listening to all the RHAP content for a season and a half of Survivor, and while News AF is one of my favorite podcasts, I haven't felt compressed to leave a review until now. I moved to Austin from LA 2 weeks ago, and I too have my phone number to a website thinking they would contact me with a quote, only to discover they had no intention of giving me a list of
that
prices.
Resonated.
And instead, I was contacted by 500 moving companies a day until I finally blocked all of them. I thought I was stupid and alone until I listened to this week's podcast and heard Tyson's expert. P.S. I've gotten 3 phone calls from moving companies since we've been recording.
Still?
I'm sure Tyson... Still.
They must have read that Poker News website and then said, this guy's got some moving money.
Prices went up. I'm sure Tyson feels alone and stupid during time, but I'm here to say it gets better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Look, it's Evan.
Congratulations on the move, Evan. All right. Do we have a hashtag for this week's episode?
Butt face.
Or crotch face.
I don't think people want to tweet about that.
No.
I think everybody wants to tweet about that but you. So let's change it, though. We can change it.
How about, that's a little long.
Things I was thinking about.
That's actually pretty good.
How many M's are in that?
4.
3. 3. 1 for each of us.
Okay. There's 4 on YouTube. A lot of like silhouette dancing in that.
Yeah, they are.
Just like those mud flaps. I love silhouettes.
Vaseline thong.
No, I like things that make you go,
Yeah, that's basically what this podcast is. That should be the theme song to the show.
Okay. I can dig it.
All right. Well, no, has any millennial ever heard that song before?
I was in the club.
crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang. Who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to show.
What are they even talking about in this song?
I don't know. I actually, guys, I have to make
That's
a
before.
I've never heard that song.
You've never heard this song, Danny?
Make you go,
no.
It's like a whole, there's no songs like this now that are just like a really big, long, like meandering stories.
Nope. So wait, Danny, you've heard the song Daddy Finger a bajillion times, and you've never heard things that make you go, did you ride the school bus in junior high?
So, yeah, but the school bus driver didn't put music on.
Well, maybe you didn't have a cool-ass mofo bus driver like we did.
Yeah.
I will have heard more relevant music because of my kids than I ever did when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Because my kids listen to all sorts of stuff that is really popular right now that I would never listen to, but it just comes out of their iPads all day long, like Daddy Finger.
Yeah. Here, well, let me play you one of the – let me read to you real quickly one of the scenarios that made them go, So this guy was at the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Already, that's like, wait, what?
That made me go,
The doorbell rings. Who could it be? He thought to himself and started to shrug. He got to the door. Ding dong. Who is it? It's my girl's best friend paid me a visit. Sly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful. I didn't really have the gall. I tried to chill. Now she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girl didn't trust me. No, but she lost control. I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl busts in, caught us creating a boom. She said, girlfriend, what happened there? What was
what? That? Those are actual lyrics from the song.
Yeah.
And believe it, none of them rhyme. That's how they write songs back then. They just said what they wanted to say without care of rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
They were given the boom.
And there's like four different situations like this of like, hey, what's going on here? Why? What's did he was Things he being was he being entrapped? Was this a setup or was this the girlfriend really want to get with him because he was in the band CNC Music Factory?
This is why I probably didn't listen to it.
I think that what needs to happen is Elon Musk in his Gigafactory needs to set aside some space for a new music factory.
The new music factory. Yeah, that's what they should work on. All right. Well, great stuff today on News AF. Lots of fun and really excited to get back into it. Next week, it's going to be a special Halloween edition, Halloween AF, Tyson.
Oh,
you're not going to be out spooky. Already taking Bergen trick-or-treating next Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll be early. I think I'll have to stop back in to record the podcast at 10 a.m. and then go back out trick-or-treating.
Get a head start. Get a jump on the day. And
hey,
then
Tyson, did your Pennywise costume come in the mail yet?
Yeah, it did. But it wasn't scary enough. So, but I accidentally got the 1990 version, which is just funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, you should check on the dark net for all of the extra scary costumes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I wonder if Harvey Weinstein's going to be a big hit this year.
No, I don't think anybody would know what that was supposed to look like.
A fat white man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. All right. Follow Danny at Danny Bryce and Tyson's at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Cesterino. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for editing the News AF podcast. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.